Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Today he is addressing the human sense of unworthiness or inadequacy and encouraging us to let it go because it is completely invalid. Now is the moment to release all self-doubts and negative self-judgments. There is only the one. You all know this, but as humans living a life in form, most of you have forgotten it, and you have therefore lost your awareness of your divine nature at one with Source. You believe that there is a being of infinite love and wisdom, that there are spiritual realms beyond the physical, and you pray to and honor those in those vast realms whom you mostly believe are way more spiritually advanced than you are yourselves. But how can this be? You are all perfect divine beings created in infinite love and wisdom by Source, and therefore you are all perfect, exactly as you were created. This has never changed. It cannot change, because what God creates is eternally perfect and utterly unchangeable. Now is the moment to release all self-doubts and negative self-judgments and to accept yourselves fully and completely, just as does Source. Your own lack of self-acceptance is the veil or cloak that is keeping your true nature hidden from you, removed from your field of conscious awareness. Let it go in this now moment as you read or listen to this loving message concerning your refusal to honor and love yourselves as fully and completely as does God. This refusal to accept, honor, and love yourselves, and it is an individual and completely personal choice that you each have made, serves neither you nor Mother, Father, God. It would dishonor both if your dream was real, but it is not. To dishonor or to insult is of the dream, is unreal, illusory, and is therefore impossible. So relax into love and begin to know yourselves as Source does, brilliant beings eternally radiating the light that is all. Why are you on earth now as human beings in these tumultuous times of chaos and confusion, if you are divine beings radiating the infinite light of Source? Why are you not radiating that love with infinite energy and power from the spiritual realms? It is because with infinite love and wisdom you all chose to incarnate and massively assist in humanity's collective awakening process by just being your loving selves and sharing and extending the love that you are to all with whom you interact, one or millions, in any manner at all. By doing just that, and in truth, doing just that is a miracle of unimaginable proportions. Being yourselves, unmasked and fully open, you are bringing people to an awareness of what love is, that it is all that exists. To become aware of this, to know this, is to awaken. You chose to incarnate now because of your intense love for humanity, even though you also knew that you would hide from yourselves through the forgetfulness and unawareness that are major aspects of the dream that you were entering into, the knowledge of who you truly were. You knew that it would cause you suffering, possibly unthinkable suffering, and yet you incarnated. That is love. That is who you are. Therefore, accept and honor yourselves. To do so is your duty and your human purpose, because by doing so you accept and honor all others, showing them who they really are and mightily nudging them into awareness. What you incarnated to do can be done by no one else, and your presence on earth at this moment in the collective awakening process is absolutely essential. Yes, you all have doubts about your worthiness, your holiness, and your brilliant radiance, because your egos almost continuously draw to your attention your human failings. A major aspect of the unreal environment of form is to place within you a sense of inadequacy and insignificance in comparison to the seeming vastness of the universe in which you are living. They do this because their purpose is to mislead and confuse you by keeping you in fear, thus maintaining or even strengthening their hold on you by confirming for you, through your doubts and negative self-judgments, the reality of this unreality in which your lives appear to be short, temp-lived, and in constant danger of being terminated. And of course they are short-lived, because you will awaken very soon to the joy of reality, and your egos fear that intensely. This is why you need to make time daily to go within, deep within and beyond the unreal realm of your egos, to your holy inner sanctuaries where love resides permanently, waiting for you to invite it into your hearts to embrace, comfort, and reassure you of your true and unchangeable nature at one with Source. Receiving this most loving reassurance gives you the strength you need as physical beings to accept, share, and extend the love that you are to all with whom you interact, without being confused and disoriented by your ego's attempts to undermine your knowing of who you truly are. With so very much love, Saul.